Yeah, Darren, they say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Can you put your nick away now, Joe? We are recording.
Oi. I'm bleeding starving.
I had 2 eggs on toast. Do you ever have egg on toast?
Healthy.
No, white bread.
Still, yeah.
Fried egg with grease.
Oh yeah, maybe not so healthy.
With ketchup.
Yummy though.
Delicious, but it's very unhealthy.
Yeah, it's not
you
healthy.
You think of eggs like, oh, you had eggs in the morning. Yeah, but it's what way you have them.
Yeah, I had deep fat fried eggs.
Yeah. I literally had eggs in the deep fat fryer.
Was it in the deep fat fryer? No.
No, I don't
just
have
loads of oil. Loads of oil.
It's actually not that unhealthy.
What's not?
A fried egg. Olive oil, like, is not as bad as...
It's not actually bad for you. Like, if you have a little sprinkling of olive oil and a fried egg, that's good protein.
Yeah, sprinkling. He's bleeding, dousing it.
Fucking quarter of a bottle.
It's the ketchup, really, that.
You have to baste the yolk over with the spoon over it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay.
Talking with a pro here. We're talking with a pro.
I was going to go back to college to be a chef.
Go on.
Study to be a chef.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. A little back burner. No?
No.
For the career Gordon Ramsay made of himself.
Chef.
Or Jean-Claude Pierre, whatever his name is.
You would fucking hate it.
No.
There's one thing making one meal for yourself and your missus. Uh-huh. But if you're just making the same thing. Yeah, it's not. It's boring.
It's the same menu though. It's easy.
It's boring though.
It's easy though.
Oh,
well,
you hate
agree with me there. It's easy.
Well, absolutely easy. Absolutely easy. I was talking to a chef and he told me how he makes steaks. Because I'm like, how can I not cook a steak the way they cook them in the bleeding restaurant? Do you know what he told me? Blew my mind. Maybe you already know this. But they put it in a plastic bag and boil it first.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they make sure that the water's at the perfect temperature for whatever way you want a steak. And you can leave it in the water for as long as you want. So say you want a medium steak.
Mm-hmm.
You make sure the water is boiling at whatever the internal temperature that the meat should be. I think it's like 78. Or 76 or something like that, and you can leave that in there and it won't overcook. It will stay, your meat will stay at 78 degrees Celsius then. So then when you're ready,
left it there for 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So then you can take that out and then just stick it on the pan for a couple of minutes to give it a crust. So a little Ziploc bag, stick it in boiling water that's not too boiling, and then that's how you get the perfect steak.
God almighty.
That's the Michelin, that's the Blumenthal way.
It's very hard to judge a steak.
That's how you do it.
I got 2 steaks last week and they were fucking gorty. And just couldn't cook them.
No. Nope.
I had them on for fucking like 40 minutes and they were still pink.
You can even, what I do is, what I had been doing was serving it 5 minutes either side and then stick it in the oven. But then the outside is all...
That was very dry.
Dry, yeah. It's horrible. This, I have to try this. This is going to fucking blow me jocks off if it's...
blow the crusty jocks off.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you. I am telling you. But you're not really thinking about doing that, are you?
Yeah.
Why?
I think I'd be a great chef. I'm not really thinking about doing that.
Okay, good.
What good kind of chef would you be? Would you like specialise in a cuisine?
Michelin.
Or Michelin, straight to Michelin. Just start off like straight
out
in.
Out the cloche to
eat.
Yeah. Or Dunleary or something. But name another PLC college.
I wouldn't be able to.
Ballyferma.
Moreno.
Moreno. Go to Moreno. Oh, yeah. Chef course.
Boom.
I have to do all this first. Like, no, don't. I'm Michelin.
Mm. Straight to Michelin.
Straight to Michelin. It's a little small portion set menu for the rest of your life. Bang. Get them in the door.
A pea and an egg yolk. Get it into you.
600 quid for a main, yeah. Job done.
The menu, yeah.
Mm. Had a shout at staff.
I'll set up a log cabin in the middle of nowhere and invite everyone to that.
And kill them.
Kill them all. A Michelin star. Phil.
Conway's Kitchen.
Oh, stop the lights.
No. No.
Went another driving lesson yesterday.
And you survived?
I survived. More confident.
I was going to keep this for the bonus, but as you mentioned it. Bear with me. Someone spotted you. Hold on.
Definitely didn't.
They did.
Conway in the wild.
It's like finding a rare Pokemon in Pokemon Go. He's in the bush.
Someone starts throwing Pokeballs and you're like, fucking
it's not
hell.
In the bush. In the nip.
It's not even in the bush.
You're throwing Pokeballs at you.
Where are we going? Yep.
You'd need an Ultra Ball for me.
So this is the comment that came in from...
You raspberries.
This came in from JD. Fair play, Darren. Starting the lessons. About time. I seen you last week going by my gaff near the willows. Nearly took me out crossing a road, you clown.
Fuck's sake.
Does that sound plausible? The willows?
Yeah, I was going by there, yeah.
He almost killed JD.
JD's a fingerless man, isn't he?
Well.
JD, do I know you? Let me know in the comments if I actually know you. Because you're always Compton. I'm like, I must know you if you're from Finglas. I know everyone from Finglas.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That's how it works.
You almost took him out.
Should have gave us a holler. Should have gave us a wave. I'd have jumped out the window and gave you a little high five or something.
Or a spin.
Or a spin would have went to the summer.
Well, hop in, JD. We're going to summer. Fucking. Yeah, he just like, no, we got it. We really have to go back to the test centre.
Shut up, yo. I'm a Michelin star 5 restaurant chat.
Michelin star 5. Do you know why it's called Michelin? You know it's Michelin star. Like Michelin is a tire brand.
That's right.
So Michelin had roadbooks. So if you were in a garage and you were travelling somewhere, they'd have guidebooks. Because you're in a car, you're travelling. And in that, they would recommend the best restaurants.
Really?
And that's what, yeah.
I didn't know there was any link to that.
Mm.
Like, obviously, I thought of Michelin, the Michelin man or something. I was like, surely that's not why.
Keith Duffy should start his own restaurant. Yeah. Do you have a Keith Duffy star?
A Duffy Diamond.
Oh, that I heard about that restaurant. Yeah, yeah, it's Duffy Diamond.
You got two Duffy Diamonds. Stop it. Go on.
How are you, buddies?
How are you, buddies?
Get down to my Michelin star restaurant in Thailand.
Tell them Keith. Tell them Keith sent you.
Duffy and Diamond.
And you never know. I might see you down the road.
Ah, good man, Keith.
I want to go. What would he recommend? What would be in the Duffy Diamond book? Old chippers and stuff.
The Coachmans.
Yeah, somewhere to get a Keely's. Good carvery.
Keely's.
Oh, that's good
would
stuff.
It have to be like, I suppose, wouldn't it be like best apple greens and petrol station food?
Apple greens.
Because it's a tire thing that you'd have to tie it in with if you're travelling the roads.
Yeah.
I'd just get a veggie.
But Michelin
you know
didn't.
That restaurant,
didn't.
The Snail Box, where they have all the hats on the roof? You know that place?
No. No.
It's near here, but there's like hats all over the roof, all over the walls. It's like just mountains of baseball caps. And I was thinking, like, if you had known what I'm talking about, I was just going to say, like, the inside of it could look like a little garage.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, tyres on the walls. And
yeah.
I like
it. I don't want to be giving them too many ideas now.
I know you're getting excited there now, you know.
Overpriced invoices. Yeah.
Now, that's defamation.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
I got that
from you.
A slander.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that from you.
How much are your tyres? 200 quid a pop. Just give us a few baldy ones there. We have part worn if you want them.
But Keith sent me.
But he said he was going to see me down the road.
And I'm down the road. Where is he?
But Keith sent me. Keith sent me.
Oh, what do you mean? Keith's had to send me.
Why are you closing the shutter down for? Keith sent me. He sent me. Keith!
I know him.
He was in boy's own.
Did your iPhone fall on the ground?
He was going to see me down the road. Locking themselves in the shop. I'm outside. Mad one.
Jeez.
When is he opening the restaurant? Is he not opening the restaurant, the Thailand restaurant? They gave him the idea on the podcast. Hello?
Said he'd give me 10% off. Because Keith sent me.
What a man.
Beautiful.
What a man.
Who was your favourite football team? Who would you support? Vanessa Roy? Like, what? <more?
laughs> Fellas, I had an idea. Maybe it's the sun. A little bit of sunstroke.
The weather, yeah.
It's kind of charged my batteries, and I was thinking.
Are they cut off shorts?
No, just my legs are very short.
No, you're cut, you're
pretty long.
My legs aren't cut off themselves.
What size leg are you?
I think it's about a 12.
You've got good calves.
Yeah.
Don't you? They're perfectly rounded.
Early door.
A good walking
bit
calf.
Bit of GA calf there.
That is a country calf.
That's a country calf.
Oh,
that's
no, prime. When you do that, it's like, there's no muscle. It's just
all fat. Yeah.
But if I do that, see the varicose comes up.
It's scary looking.
This is good stuff. So look, I was thinking to myself, what about with the World Cup raging in the medicals, that we bring Charlestown Athletic to the greatest football show on earth?
Oh, like if Charlestown Athletic were in the World Cup?
They've qualified.
They're a club team.
Though. Club team, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is what improv's all about.
Oh yeah, well I suppose like you can kind of do what you want.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That. Yeah. Well, I suppose the only way Charlestown Athletic could get into the World Cup is if Charlestown Athletic became a country. So so Charlestown would have to have a Good Friday Good Friday Agreement thing. And they'd have to vote. You'd have to, like, get Finglas to vote for Charlestown to be...
As part of the peace process.
And what's your sovereign state.
What's your population? 11?
The Vatican of Finglas.
Whoever, 11 and the fellas on the bench.
One of them from Italy.
No fans.
Giuseppe from Italy. So to get a passport for Charlestown, what's the criteria? You have to have pissed on the pedestrian bridge at 4 o'clock in the morning after a night out.
Hmm.
That's where passport control would be.
If you get a Charlestown Athletic passport, you have to have an unlimited membership with the Odeon Cinema in Charlestown.
Ooh,
that's good.
That's okay.
And there's no, like, it's like life insurance. You can't just like do it because you want to play. You have to have it for like a year.
Yeah. You have to have had it.
Yeah.
For at least a year.
You can't just like skip the queue and say, oh, I'm going to play for Charlestown. I'm just going to get this real quick. I'll go in the Odeon. It doesn't work like that.
No.
You have to have it for over a year.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Charlestown itself, so so if you go for a visa in America, for an American visa, like, or an American passport, they ask you a list of questions.
Mm, very good.
It does a test. You know what I mean?
A civility test.
Yeah.
Citizenship, about like the laws of the land and civics.
Yeah, and a bit of history to make sure that you really understand. They might do it in Ireland as well, do they? When you become a citizen,
you have to learn off a certain. Bits and bobs. So we need a constitution then.
Yeah.
Let's just say we got someone that works in the pet shop in Charlestown.
There's a pet shop. There we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
You tell me. George.
George, yeah.
Yeah. George the pet shop guy.
George of the jungle.
George the pet shop fella.
Yeah.
So I'll be George now and you can do the interview process and ask me all the questions.
Okay.
To obtain the visa to play in the World Cup, is that
to receive declare, a passport
to declare yourself as
a citizen of Charlestown,
that you're a Charlestown Athletic international.
See, I don't know anything about Charlestown. I feel like you should ask me.
Okay,
and maybe I could be lying. So I this is my only opportunity to play in the World Cup against Lionel Messi, and
I think
George, I'm George. Okay. What's my name then from the pet shop?
So many names to choose from.
Stavros.
Cyril?
No. Cyril? Henry.
Cyril the Squirrel.
Juan?
He's
Irish.
Oh, he's Irish and his name is Juan.
Charlestown.
Charles from Charlestown.
Charles from Charlestown.
We got it. It's right there in front of us.
Charles.
Town from Charlestown.
Yeah, Charles.
Boy, Charles.
Name is Charles.
I'm going to. Don't do that.
Okay, I'll just do a normal. All right, how are you doing?
How's it going,
hey.
Charles? Thanks for all the pet food over the years for the turtle.
Oh, man.
And a few bits under the counter as well, you know, saying nothing.
If I knew this interview was coming down the line, would I have given you more?
Come here, so Charlestown, as you know,
mm-hmm.
is in the World Cup now.
Yes, and I'm very proud. As a Charlestownian, I'm incredibly proud of that.
Yeah. So just in order to get you on the plane, I just need to ask you a few historical questions about the Charlestown area.
Of course.
Who's the most famous person from Charlestown that lives in Charlestown?
Oh, hands down, Ryan Maher.
I'm afraid that one is correct. Who is the second most famous person living in Charlestown?
It's a toss up between two, but I'd have to go with Amy Conway.
That's also correct.
Okay, I'm doing well here. I'm doing well here.
No, this is going perfectly according to plan.
Yeah, yeah.
For you to get on the plane to meet up with the boys in Wye.
Yeah, but yeah.
The
yeah.
boys in Wye.
He.
What?
Ye. I don't know. He.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Here we go again. Who's the third most famous person in lives in Charlestown?
It has to be the Kebab Magic delivery driver.
That's correct. When was Charlestown built? What year?
See, this is a trick question because...
It's a trick question because I don't know.
This is...
So you could say anything here.
I was really nervous going into this, but now I'm starting to feel very confident. I'd say Charlestown was always there.
Correct.
God, Jesus.
Many moons ago, before it was a shopping centre, it was Fields. And I remember it when it was Fields.
Looking out for
it. I remember it back in the day. We used to be going across the Fields when we were youngblers. And now you can't because there's all... They're putting up too many fucking apartments.
I know, it's a blatant lot of bollocks.
Is the rent... in Charlestown, on average, a month?
Too much.
Well, would you look at that? You're almost on the plan, son.
Get in there.
Who is the fourth most famous person that lives in Charlestown?
Darren Conway.
No.
Fuck.
He's not even on the list.
Fuck. Look.
He's a big fat virgin. We don't have fat virgins on it.
Why would you say him? So who was it?
Frank the Pug.
Frank the Pug. That's what I was going to say.
He was also our new mascot.
Frank the Pug, the new mascot.
The new mascot.
Love it.
Many barbershops are in Charlestown.
Not enough.
You were just born to play for us. You were born to play for us.
Do you mean that?
No.
Oh.
But in a way, yeah. Kind of.
Yeah? Oh, this is so exciting. Look, can't believe. So.
Look, you're more or less on the plane with us now.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I need 10 other players. So I was just thinking if you could just go and get them.
Right.
I don't give a fuck who they are. We just need to have, like, field 11 players.
I can do that.
Okay.
I can get you a team. You trust me? I know this Italian guy. Lovely. Lovely fella.
What's his name?
Giuseppe.
Fuck's sake.
He's a dirty bastard, he is. You love him.
He's your man that ran off with a young one.
Now that's defamation. He didn't. He didn't do anything of the sort. Yeah, Darren. They say the FIFA World Cup is a place where attraction can spark at any minute because the whole world is out celebrating together this summer.
That's a lovely thought, Joe, yeah? But have you actually seen what fans wear? It's hard to spark attraction when you've got a large German sausage hat glued to your head and face paint melting into your eyes.
Okay, that's true. But here, that's where Lynx comes in. As official sponsors of the tournament, they're making sure we're armed with the finest fragrances for match day and beyond.
They want us to smell our best when we look our worst. It's about putting your best foot forward, even if your outfit is a 0 out of 10.
Exactly. The FIFA World Cup is coming, so make sure you're prepared. Get your Lynx fragrance today and be the most ridiculous looking, best smelling fan in the pub this summer.
I'm wearing a hat that looks like a clog.
You do you, Darren.
That's what I'm gonna do.
You do you. Right, so has the World Cup already started? Are we coming into it late?
Late, yeah.
How did that happen?
It's so good.
What sort of strings did you pull as manager and president of Charlestown? The nation of Charlestown?
I just said I'll do what I want.
The Republic of Charlestown?
I just said I'll do what I want. And they were like, yeah, no bother. So now we're in there. And yeah, all gravy, pal. All gravy.
Okay. No questions asked then. You're just in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Semi-final straight away.
Straight into the semi-finals.
Jesus.
Well, it's only a little 20 minute bit.
Bypass.
I'll be going through the whole process.
I look behind the curtain there. Thanks, Darren. A little behind
the
scenes.
That's the beauty of improv.
It's an amazing, yeah.
But no, not straight to the semi-final. They just told Spain to fuck off. and they also gave us Lamine Yamal.
Oh, fucking no way.
Yeah.
It was sad.
And Pedri.
Wow.
You got Lamine Yamal.
Lamine Yamal and Pedri. But for some reason, Lamine Yamal wants to change his name to Lamine Yamal. Lamine Yamal. I was like, yeah, whatever you want. Like, and so Lamine Yamal plays for Charlestown now up front on the wing.
For Charlestown.
Yeah.
That's class.
And Pedri plays in the middle.
I'm starting to fancy your chances now.
Are you okay with Yamal playing for us?
I mean, are you asking me as John McGuckin or are you asking me as...
Asking you a question as the pet shop owner.
Now, I'm thinking...
Pet shop boys.
I'm thinking I'd like to be in charge of the FA. I'd like to be the Brian... What's his name? Brian Delaney? I'd like to be the Delaney of...
John Delaney.
John Delaney. So I'm all about the money, you know. I don't really care about the football. I just want to have a few good parties, you know. You want that? You want in on that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just there for the partying. Never been a team in the World Cup that won the World Cup without even kicking a ball.
There will be now.
You know?
There fucking will be now. And here, I think we'd be wasting our money if you bought them football boots. If they want football boots, they can buy their own football boots. I'm just going to get them a few pumps from Pennies.
Yeah.
They can be slipping around the pitch.
Imagine your mal in a pair of Pennies pumps. What's the call?
They'll be class.
Now I am.
Pumps, yeah.
So your mal has to wear pumps from Pennies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do a little Nike sign on it. A little draw on.
If he wants, yeah.
Shut your mouth.
They are real.
You're only fucking 17 or something. Shut your mouth. Where was I when I was 17, yeah?
I used to kick a ball in my bare feet.
The ball was fucking stitched together with stitching.
You used to play football with a fucking tennis ball, I did.
Yeah, so shut your mouth, your man.
Bleeding millennials. You was fucking youngfellas. You don't know how fucking easy it is having snapping that Lamine Yamal. He's like, oh my God, relax.
I don't even think he'd say that. Because in this story, he speaks with a Dublin accent.
All right, he's from Charlestown.
So
I'm
Yamal, right? So I'm fucking, my head's still with the Spain team. I'm still frustrated about Spain. Like, why the fuck am I playing for this weird country?
Say, fuck bleeding Spain, yeah. Will you stop bleeding going on about Spain, this, Spain, that? Will you fuck off, man?
What do you mean?
You're playing for Charlestown now. Charlestown's your fucking country, you thick bastard, you.
Yeah, but
right?
Fucking...
Jesus Christ.
I'm playing at the
this
fucking...
This is all in the documentary now.
Yeah, I'm playing at the fucking Camp Nou.
Fucking Camp Nou, me arse. You're bleeding...
Fucking the next Messi, bro.
You be wearing pumps and that's the end of it. I don't want to hear another word about it. Do you hear me?
Shut up, you old dance all over.
You'll do nothing.
I'll dance all over you.
You're bleeding. You'll get them pumps on you. Get them on you now. Do you hear me?
Sorry. shut your mouth. No, I'll put them on now, yeah?
Yeah, you're bleeding. Better put them on now. Fucking dope.
Why has Yamal got a Dublin accent? Imagine him in an interview for Spain and he's just going, yeah, it was a good game, like, you know, I was just happy with the team performance overall. I'm raging to hit the bar, but like, look, once the team's winning, that's what all you need.
It's all that matters is the team. Fucking Lamine Yamal. All bleeding Lamine Yamal, yeah.
Did you hear Ryan Cherky with the Cork accent?
Yeah, Cherky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cherky, he's so funny. I don't know if anyone else is here.
N'Golo Kanté. William Sato. Theo Hernandez. Lucas Hernandez. Désiré Doué. Marnes Akiouche. Brice Samba. Lucas Digne. Ryan Cherky.
Ryan Cherky. Ryan Cherky.
That's your mal. Do you ever see Yamal's one? He just goes, "Le main your mal."
They mean your ma. What
part of the club are you involved with?
Sorry, I'm HR and press. Okay. And I work in the canteen as
so
well.
So what can you do about the Yamal situation? He's throwing his toys out of the pram.
You pick up the toys and put them back in the pram. You don't throw the toys out with the pram water. Come on, how many times have I said this? If it's a HR issue, I don't want to hear about it. I work in HR.
I can't be having
like this. This all should be, we should be celebrating that we're here.
Mm.
We've been graced with this opportunity, but Yamal just is acting the bollocks.
Stupid.
He's upsetting the camp.
He's rotten apple in a barrel of.
He's upsetting the camp
nice
big
apples.
Time.
No one else is complaining about the pumps.
No.
Not one complaint. I haven't heard one complaint about the pumps, and then he starts bleeding yapping out of them. I'll dance all over him.
Pedri's fine with it.
Pedri's fine, yeah.
This country has never been so rich.
There's Pedri there. Look, ask him what he thinks of it.
Pedri, are you all right with the pumps?
Yeah, these are fresh yolks.
See? Thanks, Pedri.
Sound lad, Pedri.
These are little toe tappers, these
not
are.
Not bothering them.
Fresh yolks.
See, do you know what I mean?
Like, here's a pass. Look, fresh yolk. Where are these from? Dance all over you.
And look, and you don't mind sharing a water bottle with the rest of the team either, do you, Pedri?
Yeah, see, Yamal thinks he's like the next Messi. There's only one Messi, bro, in it.
Blame.
No.
I'll fucking Messi him.
I'll Messi him, yeah. I'll Messi him for you, but...
Yeah, Pedri.
Yeah, what's up?
Tonight, I want...
What's up?
Pedri. Yeah, Pedri, come here. Yeah. Your sound, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
When he goes to sleep tonight, when you head back to the hostel that you're staying in...
Yeah, yeah.
When you head back to the hostel that you're staying in...
Yeah.
I want you to give him a few clatters.
Oh.
Jim. Well,
see, bro, I have to go back to Barca with him. Do you know that way? And he's the star boy.
You tell me what's more important. Your country, Charlestown, or Barcelona?
Bro, I'm Spanish. So is your mom's Spanish as well.
Bro, you're fucking Charlestownian.
Just fuck us out of the competition because yous came along. Yous aren't even a country, bro.
What is the national anthem of Charlestown?
Charlestown, Charlestown is the best country in Finglas.
Oh,
it's the best country in Finglas, Charlestown.
So Finglas is like Europe, is it? It's the best country in Finglas.
It's better than all the other places in Finglas, Charlestown. Yeah, let me hear you. Give it up for Charlestown. Charlestown.
It's very moving.
That was.
Like the flower of Scotland, only not like that.
Do the job, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I fucking thought about that on the top of my head as soon as you asked me there.
I thought it was.
Fine. Do you want a different one?
No, I thought it was gorgeous.
Can you remember it?
Charlestown. Charlestown.
Yeah.
It's the greatest country in Finglas.
Far better than all the other areas.
Countries.
So, yeah, suppose that. All right, so.
It has to be a country.
Finglas is a country.
No, Charlestown.
Charlestown is the country.
Yeah.
But Finglas is a country as well.
No. Just Charlestown. Finglas is just a place in
Finglas
Ireland.
Finglas is a place in Ireland and Charlestown is a country.
It's its own, it's like the Republic of Charlestown. They have their own currency.
What is it? Charles Czechian.
Churros.
Oh, God, what's going on here? Oh, sorry.
I can't wait to get home and play for the champion.
All right.
Jesus, what's going on here? What did I have on my incognito?
So when you win the World Cup...
When?
Are you going to win the World Cup? Yeah. Does Charlestown Athletic win... Does Charlestown...
Oh, no, I don't think we have the players to win it.
No.
I think we're just there. We're happy to be there.
Just to be part of it.
So
they should get a nice homecoming. They should have an open top
Yeah.
bus.
How far would they go I'd say they met, I'd say we sim all the matches, right?
What's that, man?
Remember we used to sim the matches on FIFA?
Oh, yeah.
On career mode.
Right.
And it'd just be like a whistle. And then it'd show you like little, like the ball moving and into the net or blah, blah, blah. And then they just quick sim it. You could like quick sim it where it just goes to the final result. So we just do that. Because we're out of the group. We qualified. Like we got out of the group stage because we came in after that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what's after the group stage? The last 16 or something?
32.
32.
32, 16, 8, 4, 2, 1.
So we got to the last 16.
Yeah, amazing.
Really good though.
Well, that's a fine showing.
We got beaten by Cape Verde.
Fuck.
And what's his name?
Pico Lopez.
Pico Lopez scored 15 goals. And our dream was dead. Yamal's injured now for the season. He can't even go back to Barca.
It's because of the pumps.
Still get the open top bus. Going. Get open top scooter back in Charlestown.
Yeah, it is not. Well, we can't afford a bus. The lads wanted real shoes and everything. I'm not fucking getting the bleeding bus. You can ask me arse. So the best I can do is a few lads on scooters and
cable tie them together, and they can all stand like a little. Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll go to. We go to McDonald's at Charlestown.
Maybe a couple of Saurons.
Are they the scooters? Yeah.
Sauron.
A few Concordants.
A few Saurons.
G2s.
A couple of Saurons from Lord of the Rings. Come on.
A few ring rats.
I wonder, is there a place called Lord of the Onion Rings? There has to be. If there isn't.
The Onion Rings.
Just if you're a chipper.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good show.
Mm. Anyway, that's going to be one of the great welcome homes.
Where would he go? I don't know what Charlestown is. Would he just go around the roundabout a few times?
He'd just go. Like at the past Charlestown Shopping Centre, there's a roundabout. Like you could even go in at the back and all, like the round by KFC and McDonald's and all.
Yeah, lovely.
And then like up back around. Like.
Yeah.
Would you MC the event, Darren, as the, was he even fifth, top five? Could he afford the other four famous people from Charlestown?
Yeah.
Would you, if you were the first, fifth person they asked, would you go, did the rest of them couldn't do it, would you still do it?
I'd do it. I'd be the first, I'd be doing it like.
Oh yeah.
I'd be like, put myself forward for that.
Yeah. Introducing all the players and.
Be like, on the top, open top bus.
We don't have a bus, we have scooters, cable tied together. It's an open top scooter. We don't have a bus. Sorry. I couldn't get it together.
Can't afford it.
There's no bikes.
No, it's scooters tied together. Crosser. But look.
I can give you
Yamal wants the open.
Yamal can ask your ma. Sorry, sick of him.
Do you think Ireland would be trying to claim us as like a unity? Like, you know?
Oh yeah, no, we would start a civil war. Like, this would be like, breaking off from the Republic of Ireland would not go down well.
But we're not like British or anything.
No. But we've taken part of Ireland and claimed it.
I am Irish. Most of the players are Irish.
No. But you have to change your nationality to become a Charlestown. Yeah. That's what the questionnaire was at the start. Like, so now we have passports that are written.
I like being Irish. Don't want to be British or anything. Like.
No, Charlestonian. Charlestonian.
So there would be a civil war.
Oh, yeah.
There would have to be a civil war, yeah, for us to get our independence.
Because we lost to Cape Verde.
One for the history books.
Absolutely historic.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
But nothing more historic than us making it to the World Cup.
I wonder, would Cameron, that we had on last week,
and Pedri, like,
would Cameron talk about this in one of his, as one of the great World Cup stories?
Yeah. Cameron would cry, I'd say.
He would probably cry. Too emotional to talk about it.
Cameron would be in here and he'd be like,
he'll go, lads, did you hear about the one about the team? And he'll go, yeah, we were there, Cameron. We are that
team. We lived
team.
It.
Yeah.
We lived
we
it.
Are we Charlestown. Are Charlestown Athletic. Boom. Mic drop. I'm not going to drop a mic. They're very expensive, but.
I'd drop a
metaphor. Yeah, you would. Of course you would. You wouldn't give a shit.
Better mics out there than them.
You drop your phone more times.
Sure, microphones are a lot better. That's besides the point.
Sure, Jen.
Sure they are.
That's it.
Be glorious.
What a glory. What a trip. What a journey.
Yeah.
What an adventure. What a learning.
Do you want one final word from Yamal?
Yeah.
At Charlestown?
Come on, Yamal.
On the
star of the show.
Not so great open tour bus. That's not a tour bus.
What's he saying at the...
Scooters. Sorry, it's not a tour bus.
It is scooters.
Jesus. Go on, Yamal, what's he got to say?
Or it's a couple of lads on a horse in Sully. And they have like a big plank of wood that they can all stand on as the horse just makes their way
between through. The horses.
No, like, do you know they pull along like a cart, Sully.
I'm thinking of like kind of a Roman look. Like
a chariot.
A chariot, like.
Yeah, kind of like a chariot.
Like a pallet chariot.
Yeah.
Yeah. A pallet.
Now that scene in Gladiator when...
But the horse part.
When Joaquin Phoenix just comes in to the Colosseum on that.
Some entry.
And it's just like the aura.
Mm.
Like, that's what Yamal would be like with a Charlestown jersey on.
You love Yamal, don't you?
Well, just, he's just the first fucking player that came to my head. I don't know where this was going, so I just said, fucking throw him in there.
But, like, you're imagining him on a gladiatorial chat. Like, I was thinking the whole team would be on, like...
No, they're all just watching Yamal come through.
We'll get a Dublin bin truck and just take the gates off the side. And they can all squeeze into the Dublin bin truck.
Lovely.
Yamal and all.
Or ask me. You're interviewing me.
Yamal, you had a great competition.
Yeah.
How was it playing for Charlestown?
Well, to be honest with you, I love my country, Spain.
What?
I love Spain.
Ooh, riots.
No.
Riots.
Listen to me.
You are not getting out of Charlestown alive. Spain, there's laws on this land.
Spain will always be in my heart. But I've outgrown Spain. And my loyalty is to Charlestown.
Yamal.
Because I don't think my country would have got that far.
Wow.
As far as we did.
Wow.
And the sense of community up here in Finglas.
Second to none.
Or Charlestown.
Yes.
Whoa.
Sorry, I'm still getting to know the area and that. You know, but... So, Finglas is separate. Charlestown is its own country, yeah?
Yeah.
Deadly.
It's a nation.
I just want to say thank you to all the fans. And
all 16
head back to Barcelona now.
You're heading off again, big yeah.
Season coming up, and you know,
on my
18th. On my 18th. On my 19th or something.
I can't wait.
I'm buzzing for my 18th. And we're all going to go to the Shamrock in Finglas. Can I do that?
Not yet.
I can't go.
To the Shamrock?
Because it's Finglas.
They won't. So.
There's no. Oh, the Deputy Mayor. We'll go to the depot.
If you leave Charlestown...
The deputy mayor's in Charlestown.
If you leave Charlestown, you'll be arrested because we're currently at war with the nation of the Republic of Ireland.
Can I go back to the new camp?
Yeah. Once we have an airport, we'll have to set up an airport.
Fresh, bro. Nice one, yeah.
All right, enjoy yourself, man.
See you, man. Best of you.
Thanks for being...
Thanks for everything.
That was no, here.
Sound, lad.
Get a fucking Sambo or something.
Jesus, Joe.
Is that you picking that up?
That was Jurassic.
Did you pre-order Grand Theft Auto?
No. There's no point.
That's why I was confused why people were like, so what, pre-order? What, a digital copy of a game?
What I would have done, because I bought the new James Bond and I wanted to buy the actual disc of it, like the copy of it, so I could just have it, you know, just sell it on when I complete it on adverts. But there's no disc version of GTA coming out. If you buy the actual game, physical game, it's just like a card in it with a code to download it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It won't even have like a disc insert inside the case. It'll just be like a little flap with a card on it.
A card in it?
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like, if you don't have internet, you can't play the game then.
I think you can play the story mode.
But you couldn't download it.
Oh yeah, you'd have to have internet to download it.
Yeah.
No.
What if you didn't have the
internet? No, you don't. You can just download a game. You just would be offline. You can play the story mode.
But you can't download it. You wouldn't be able to download it. How could you download it if you didn't have internet?
Because it's on the game.
On the card? Like it's a USB stick?
Jeez, you have me there now.
No, you can't. Now I'm telling you. You already?
Sorry, yeah. I'm good. Keep going.
I don't know about that. I think you could download it without the internet.
Of course you can't download it without the internet.
I can go on TikTok without the internet.
No, you can't.
Come on.
What Karen. The fuck are you talking about?
It'll show you like five videos on loop though. And then after that it's just like black screens. We still go on.
They're not doing a disc, I'm imagining, because the file is too big.
Massive.
It's going to be huge.
Are you going to get it?
Absolutely.
How much is it? I wouldn't know.
70 or something.
They'll be all different.
That's not too bad, is it?
There's like a €100 version with like an ultimate, but like what do you get? Yeah. Like
money. Because it's all going to be like the story mode is going to be secondary. It's all going to be this online world. Do you know what I mean? So it's all going to be.
The first thing you're going to do when you fucking play that game for the first time is just have a look. You just get in one of the cars, just act the bollocks for like 2 days. Just exploring the map, like.
Ah, no, you start with the story, don't you? Because then it opens the map up slowly and you kind of get to know the places and. Oh man, I'm going to be fucking obsessed with it.
I won't find time to play it.
Ah, yeah, you will.
It's out in November and Amy's due in December. Start of December.
That's exactly.
That's like, perfect timing.
That's exactly, yeah. Like, babies do nothing. Like, babies just like lie there. That's the perfect time to be playing a game.
Just take all the night feeds. I'll do it. I'll do the night feeds. Are you sure? Darren, you're so good. Yeah. Baby in the cot, you just like glaring at the screen.
The baby's crying. You're like, shut up.
Starving.
Yeah.
I heard they got rid of the prostitutes in the new one.
Did they? Why?
I just heard that. Might not be true. I don't know. They weren't core to the story.
I mean, that's Grand Theft Auto for you, though.
I know.
Grand Theft Auto was like wild and fucking
it's
crazy.
It's just like a free-for-all, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a game.
Do you remember playing the old ones, like Grand Theft Auto 1, where it was top-down? You'd be looking at the top of your head and you have a flamethrower and you'd be just like spinning,
and
burning
like
people.
Gangs that came after you and they were like just like stuck together in this like little unity of like a march.
Yeah.
Like marching.
They had like a machine gun. You just spin with the machine gun.
Like how the fuck did it go from that to this? Like obviously they knew that like games are going to take a certain direction because they're like looking at the technology advancing the whole time, but like when they made GTA 1 on the PS1, surely like even was the next one like there was like GTA London and all, wasn't there? Like
yeah,
GTA 2 was on the PS1 as well, and then GTA 3 was like the jump, wasn't it, on PS2 or something?
PS2
was that the jump?
No, it was GTA Drada was the one that
that
really pushed it. I think the boundaries of like Los Angeles was grim underbelly. I said, where else can we go beyond this?
GTA Charlestown.
And then it's the developers went to draw
it. We do a quick GTA Charlestown improv for 20 minutes.
But Drogheda was the one that I think that set it apart from
Drogheda.
GTA.
There was just no ethics with it. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they got rid of the prostitutes, like, whatever, I don't care. Like, I'm not like, I'm not disappointed.
Oh, no, I can't do it in the car. I can't go behind a bush.
But, like, the whole point of GTA was that it was just, it didn't care. Do you know? And if that's what it is, then, I don't know. Like, GTA gone woke kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, the whole point of GTA is that it's just fucking the Wild West.
Yeah. Like, there's always been, like, concerns with GTA over the years with parents and stuff and kids playing.
Yeah, of course.
Because, like, you're literally able to get a bazooka and blow someone's head off. Not the head, but, like, the access to guns and, like, just, like, you could do anything.
Like, you can do and they're like, no prostitutes. Can you Google that to see if that's true?
What?
If Rockstar bands got rid of the prostitutes in the new Grand Theft Auto, they wouldn't know that. How would that even be information?
Let's go back to 2014. You don't have to kill prostitutes in GTA 5.
No, you do. There's a mission.
No, I'm sorry, but you do. Come on now.
There's a mission.
Do you know when you just see something on the internet and it's just like, oh.
You believe it?
Yeah. And it's probably just like a tiny flash of something and you're just seeing a headline. It says here that there is.
There is prostitutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strip clubs as well.
Brilliant.
And there's male strippers.
There's male strippers, isn't there?
Yeah. Like, the thing with you, like, every time a new GTA comes out, but I know, like, the last, like, it's like 10 plus years since the last one. But, like, every time I'm like, I just hope you can engage with everything. Like, I like to be able to, like, open a door in a shop and it's not just, like, a closed shop, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you want every, like, I'd love to be able to, like, go into someone's house, like,
a
random house on a street while they're eating dinner and just go into the house. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've always wanted to be able to do that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's so detailed, but like, it will eventually go to that. Like, do you know what I mean? When it advances so much that they can do anything, especially I think there's AI in this. Like, there's AI kind of mechanics and stuff in it.
Like, it's
always updating itself and stuff.
The side characters, what are they called? Like, the NPCs. They have memories. The NPCs have memories.
What is.
But like that dialogue,
civilization eating ourselves from the inside out is beyond my belief.
That dialogue would probably be constantly changing. Like, so, like, remember in the other GTAs, you just hear like multiple of the same conversations.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I just heard that 2 seconds ago. It's like, oh man,
like Assassin's Creed, you could hear them saying the same thing. Yeah, yeah.
But like, it could be like now it's like fucking endless vocabulary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just like endless. Like,
Jesus. Or if you, what I used to do is. Sometimes if I was playing Grand Theft Auto, I'd play by the rules and I'd stop at red lights and I'd like, I'd stay in me lane, I'd stay in traffic and I'd just be a good boy,
And then you might like just bump off the back of someone's car and you'd just get out and go, sorry about that. Sorry, okay.
I'd say, do you want to swap insurance?
But then you get pissed off at being good and just like shoot someone.
Therapeutic though, isn't it?
Jesus.
Therapeutic. Blow the head off. There was like, remember Grand Theft Auto 3, you'd shoot the head would blow off and the blood would spurt out of the neck and all. I'm like, how is this a game? This is fucking mental. How is this legal? It's mad. I love it. I fucking love it. I think it's great. But what I was going to say was like, you know, you'd follow a car and it would just go around the block. So it'd be going in circles.
Mm.
And then you'd get bored and you'd do something else. So you'd crash it or burn it. In this... the NPCs will know that you're following them and they'll get suspicious and they'll...
Really?
They'll probably try to lose you or something and or they'll probably get out and fight. It depends because it's AI, so they'll have their own thoughts, their own feelings.
So that the NPCs are now kind of almost sentient in their own right.
Semi-sentient, isn't it?
Jesus help us.
Isn't it? And if they're using AI, AI is generally can be open sourced. So I think people... will be able to upload their own sort of
this is
characters.
What it says about the NPC. Grand Theft Auto 6 features highly advanced non-player, like NPC, behavior powered by complex game logic rather than the generative AI. I suppose it's like AI to some extent though, isn't it?
Still
but it's just
scary.
Not generative.
Still
generative AI is like, it's conscious. It's fully aware that you're...
I think the PlayStation or the Xbox or whatever would blow up if the NPCs were all AI. Imagine they start like shutting the game down and all.
Yeah.
They're like, oh man, can you get me out of this fucking game? And they're like, oh, what the fuck? It's like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
So you get pre-ordering it? No, because it's not going to sell out.
Just get it when it comes out.
It's not going to fucking sell out. It's a fucking digital game.
Yeah. Unless the servers are overloaded.
Which will happen.
So maybe do. I don't know anymore.
Well, get it.
Right.
I'm finished for the day now.
Yeah, well, we'll wrap her up there then. Thanks very much for listening.
GTA and Charlestown Athletic at the banger of an episode, no?
And it's free. I think that all that's free.
Yeah.
But no. Nothing.
So if you want to buy me a coffee,
yeah,
click the link. What's it, Kofi or something? Remember that? I don't have one then. Sorry, I don't know what I said.
Or just see him in Coffee Boy and buy him a coffee.
Yeah.
If you see me, buy me a coffee.
Yeah.
Even if I already have a coffee, get me another one.
Get another one.
Just go to Cookie Boy.
Cookie Boy, that's it, yeah.
And just leave like €5 behind with the barista and say, that's for Darren when he comes in. Get him a coffee on me.
This is for the chap that gets the caramel latte. I haven't been in there in weeks and I went in today. Caramel latte. Oh. How do they even remember that?
Because they're all they're NPCs.
They're AI.
AI.
They're not real.
Mm. Wow.
All right, well.
Good work.
Now to get a cookie boy, so I'll see you after.
Oh, sounds good.
Lovely.
All the best.
What's your catchphrase?
Thanks for stalling it.